Hi, and welcome to a mini bonus episode of the Every Little Model podcast. John and I hope you've been enjoying the first couple episodes in this season on Swiss Army Knife models, the essential, multi-purpose, go-to models that we should all carry around with us to help us make better interventions in our organizations and in our lives. We've kicked off this season by delving into three essential models: The Cycle of Motivation by Max Landsberg, the SBI feedback model from the Center for Creative Leadership, and the Grow Coaching model by Sir John Whitmore. These models are each indispensable tools in our Swiss Army knife, each powerful on their own. But what's perhaps even more interesting is how they complement each other. These three models remind us of the intricate dance of making meaningful interventions with others, whether at work or in our lives. They encourage us to approach situations with curiosity and inquiry, with empathy, and with the underlying assumption that we all want to do our best and be our best selves. As leaders, whether on a grand scale in an organization or in the smaller setting of our day-to-day lives, these models prompt us to prioritize others, urging us to make interventions that truly matter. They guide us to slow down, to listen attentively before sharing our perspectives, and to navigate the world with empathy and with positive assumptions and beliefs about others. As I reflect on these models, a common thread emerges: the power of intentional intervention. Whether it's understanding motivation, providing feedback, or coaching for growth, the key is assuming positive intent and being purposeful and authentic in our interactions with others. Each model here serves as a lens, offering a unique perspective on navigating the complex landscape of leading others, be it at work, in our communities, or even in our homes, while also reminding us that leadership isn't a fixed approach or a one-size-fits-all prescription. These models underscore the need for adaptability, flexibility, care, and a thoughtful approach. These models serve as a reminder to us that with pure intention, we can all be great leaders, inspiring others to have confidence in themselves and to be their best selves. And here's where it gets even more intriguing. These models push us to challenge the status quo of leadership, challenging traditional approaches, attitudes, and expectations. They encourage us to think differently, to be more dynamic and adaptive, to ask ourselves the question, what if? What if we put people at the heart of how we lead instead of performance, task, or actions? What if we took the time to be creative and thoughtful in our interventions with others over reacting or doing what we've always done? What if we listened deeply more than we spoke? What if we inquired more than giving advice? What if we facilitated learning over advocating perspectives? What if we focused on creating a positive environment and ecosystem where others could thrive? What if we let our belief in the unlimited potential of others shape how we approach situations? What if? And then ultimately, what might be? Thank you for joining me in my musings of this bonus episode of the Every Little Model podcast. Stay tuned as John and I continue to dig into more Swiss Army Knife models in upcoming episodes. And as always, feel free to send us your thoughts and your musings and your experiences. You can send us a message at hello@everylittlemodel.com. We love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.